Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these words be yours and blessed. Amen. Before I preach, I want to say something. That's a good opening line, isn't it? I want to be really sure of one thing. Today, Easter, is the time to celebrate. Easter is our guarantee that everything is going to work out for us eternally. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death has lost its sting. The empty grave you make such a big deal over this morning, and I have a visual aid. In the early service, we actually walked out to a grave that was freshly dug. Feel free to check it out. We've got lawn chairs to look at it. It's an empty grave because it's empty. But the grave we make such a big deal is Jesus, but it's not just Jesus. It's also our grave that's empty. Jesus Christ, Paul says, is the first fruits of all who have died. As Paul reminds us, our faith is based on this wonderful message. And this message is what Easter is all about. I want to make that clear. But, you know, you already know that. If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be here. Unless you're just here because your mother made you come. All across the country, all around the world, even though each year it falls on a different date in the calendar, more people worship on this day, Easter, than any other day. We are caught up in Easter joy. That hallelujah, Christ is risen, he's risen indeed, rejoice, everything is going to be all right forever. And yet, for many of us, there might be a bit of a disconnect. All the hallelujahing, the singing, the rejoicing, the jubilation is great, but is it really able to penetrate real life and the hard scrabble fabric of our lives beyond these walls? I mean, how many of us come here for a moment or two, but still have to go back and deal with less than joyful stuff? A failing marriage, dysfunctional family, mounting debt, taxes due in 2 weeks, a dead-end job, a mean or stupid boss, impossible assignments laid upon you. I mean, where's all that Easter joy then when you leave this place? And I think honest preaching requires that I offer some sort of disclaimer. A popular theologian coined the phrase, if Christianity was a product, then Easter would be its number one advertisement. And I agree. We should advertise. We should have good commercials. And a while back, I did this whole sermon on soda pop, and I lined them up there, and people said, that was really good, you should do it again. They don't remember a single thing I said. And they don't have any soda pop commercials anymore, because that's not the commercial a church needs to do. The ads that we need to make Easter resonate to people aren't like candy or pop. They're like those pharmaceutical ads you always see on the evening news that always, you know, promote some wonder drug, a pill, a procedure that's going to radically change your life for the better. You know what I'm talking about? It's going to lower your blood pressure or cholesterol. It's going to strengthen your bones, decrease the size of your prostate, let you get a full night's sleep, make your toenails look pretty, or even stop heartburn so you can go out and eat all those horrible foods you're not supposed to eat anyway. Now these ads, they're beautiful. They show images of the good life. Happy, healthy, hopeful people really living the kind of thing that everyone wants. And as we watch them play out and enjoy themselves, there's the voiceover calmly outlining all the potential risks of these wonder drugs. You know the voice. Side effects could be dizziness, constipation, or dry mouth. Some patients experience unexplained muscle pain. Rare but serious infections and flu-like symptoms may occur. Due to the risk of birth defects, women shouldn't even come near this drug. I mean, all this can be a bit disconcerting, don't you think, to have in your medicine cabinets, much less have in your bodies? And so we start to think that, wow, the cure might be fantastic, just what we need for what ails us, but what about all these these potential consequences. Maybe we shouldn't take it. Well, no, not if we really want to be made whole. Well, maybe we shouldn't even know about all these things. Well, no, we need to be aware of what to watch out for, right? My point is this. I think all those claims for medicine, I think they're the same thing of claims for following Jesus. And it is easy. It is so easy for me to preach nothing but sweetness and light, especially on this day when the news is so good. And when so many of you, this is the only chance to get a chance to talk to you. I don't want to scare you with all the real commitment stuff that Jesus has. I'll just talk about the happy stuff, the good stuff. Oh, and Jesus is going to make everything perfect. But that would be false advertising. And it would be a poor reflection of the Savior who calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. Paul says right up front, the fact is Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all those who have died. For since death came from one human being, the resurrection of the dead also came through a human being. And as all of us who die in Adam, so all might be made alive in Christ. We will die, but we will live. And everything will work out fine, eventually, eternally. But that in no way means that our lives are going to be easy or trouble-free just because we sign up with Jesus. We're still going to have acne. We'll still have friends that let us down. Money isn't going to fall down from heaven. In fact, living the resurrection life might indeed have some serious side effects. So these sermonic ads that I'm proposing, they might address these problem areas in life with great honesty. And the voiceover speaks to those situations. So when bad things still happen to you, even though deciding to follow Jesus, you think you deserve better, the voice will say, living for others is not for everyone. Those not born of the Spirit may experience deep frustration and humility. Or those times where things get even worse than before. When you dedicate yourself to Jesus, and you find out that the changed priorities and the old alliances you give up and the whole agendas you forsake make some differences that are hard to swallow. The voiceover will tell you. Side effects include shortness of greed, loss of pride, and the tendency to love, share, and serve others. And when our self-esteem takes a major hit, when we feel helpless in the face of our own sin, it still comes up. When we're face to face with our own ability not to be able to save ourselves, forcing us to trust entirely in God, the voice will ring out loud and clear, ask your Savior if his death on the cross is right for you. So here I am, preaching the good news. Christ risen from the grave, calling to glory. But I want to do so with full disclaimer out there. You will be filled with joy, but you won't always be happy. You will receive eternal life, but your life on earth isn't going to be exempt from suffering. You will be united with Christ in a resurrection like his, but you will also be united with Christ in a death like his. I want that message to sink in. Because that's where the good news of the gospel gets its teeth, gives us the strength. And if nothing else, then anytime you see one of those commercials from now on, you'll think, I remember something about that. Instead of taking a pill, I'll take up a cross. In the gospel, I think about those women going to the tomb that first Easter morning. A noble task on their mind, to actually prepare Jesus for burial forever. But nothing works out the way they expect. The stones roll away. There's no sign of Jesus to be found. All there are two men in dazzling apparel. They are perplexed and they're terrified. Jesus ruined every single funeral he attended, even his own. But wait, there's a disclaimer there. Straight from the mouth of angels. Remember how
how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again? Ah, the women say to each other, why are we searching for the living among the dead? Who cares about any side effects? Not with a miraculous cure of our sin and our death staring us in the face. So let's go, girls. And they went immediately back and shared the news with everyone they knew, even though they weren't believed. They shared anyway. I pray that you leave here with that same feeling. The exact need to share, be a part of this message. To let Easter really sink in. You won't need any Cialis to be sure you're ready when the moment's right. You won't need any Embrol to get your body in motion. You won't need Restasis to bring forth tears of joy. Christ is risen. And he brings you life. Seize that cure. And may every disclaimer be overwhelmed with 1,000 hallelujahs. May you have a blessed day of resurrection. Today, always, and forever. Now may the peace of God which passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen.